Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've actually been in fitness for a long time. I just thought, well, you know what? I'm a little tired during the day. And that was one of the main things I was having. It's like, oh man, you know, I'm just give this a shot. And so I started the Balance of Nature and I didn't really feel a lot for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden I had energy. And so for me, I was like, oh my gosh, it took that kind of tiredness away. So now I don't feel that. So that is huge. And so I was just like, I cannot take this tiredness, but now it's gone. So yeah, I love the Balance of Nature for that.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get my pillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a my pillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.
Make sure and use the promo code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get those savings and help Truth in Radio. Thanks, you guys.
Cranky, with a low tolerance for victimhood. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The best way to teach people critical thinking is to teach them to write, because there's no difference between that and thinking. And one of the things that just blows me away about universities is that no one ever tells students why they should write something. Well, why are you writing? Well, you need the grade. It's like, no, you need to learn to think, because thinking makes you act effectively in the world. Thinking makes you win the battles you undertake, and those could be battles for good things. If you can think and speak and write, you are absolutely deadly. Nothing can get in your way. So that's why you learn to write. And if you can formulate your arguments coherently and make a presentation, if you can speak to people, if you can lay out a proposal, God, people give you money, they give you opportunities, you have influence. That's what you're at university for. Teach people to be articulate, because that's the most dangerous thing you can possibly be. So, and that's motivating if people know that. It's like, here's your sword, here's your M16, right? Here's your bulletproof vest. Learn how to use them.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening in today. And I did the Alex Jones Show live earlier and went through the fakery of a lot of events going on right now, and talked about insurance companies sort of owning everything and all kinds of stuff, on the Alex Jones Show. So just saying, get over there to band.video or band.video. There's no .com or anything. It's just band period video. And you can watch that live on camera as I go through some of the fakery going on right now, the major theater that we're involved in. Consistently, it's getting a little tiresome, isn't it? Also, that piece that I just played was Jordan Peterson on critical thinking. And it's so true. If you want to learn how to critically think, you should write. And what did we do to our youth since, for like the last 30 years? We got them on computers and told them they didn't need to really write anymore. And it's really done a disservice, because that's how you critically think about your thoughts and understand your thoughts, is when you go to write them. So I love that. On tomorrow's show, I think Doug Hagman from Hagman & Hagman is going to join us, the Doug Hagman Show. And a lot of great guests coming up. But we've got Melissa, who always co-hosts this hour with me every single Wednesday. And then Susan. How are you, Melissa?
I am always good. Excellent. Apparently, I have visitors, if you heard the doorbell.
Yeah, thanks. So, anyway, so let's just go right out of the gate. Let's just start. Oh, by the way, the arrest hasn't really happened yet, has it? The big theater production of Trump's arrest. So, I just hope we can see the theater for what it is. It's just getting obnoxious at this point. I mean, at some point, we're just going to have to realize that this is a theater production. But I think we still keep finding ourselves embroiled in the emotion of it. But anyway, let's talk about the things that you brought to this hour, because you have a lot to speak about.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about what we're really, really up against with our health. I just had kind of my own personal come to Jesus meeting with my doctor over a knee issue. Turns out I'm getting a little older, and that was sad. But what are we up against with our health? Out of the top 12 leading causes of death, killers of Americans, let me run these by you. Heart disease, cancer, stroke, Alzheimer's, which is also now being called and classified as type 3 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, kidney disease, and liver disease. The common underlying thing with all of those, they are all impacted, influenced, caused, or could be changed by food choices that we make. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is the leading cause of infertility, is actually now regarded as insulin resistance. It's a metabolic disease of the ovaries. Right now, we have in the United States rising rates of Alzheimer's, depression, ADHD, heart disease, and infertility. 25% of our young adults have prediabetes. 14% of teenagers are diagnosed with fatty liver disease. 40% of children are classed as obese or overweight. 25% of teenagers report that they have contemplated suicide. 18% have developmental disabilities. And 88% of American adults are now reporting with metabolic issues. So today, in our world right now, Americans are eating 150 times more sugar than they did 100 years ago. And on top of that, healthcare is the single most dysfunctional industry in the U.S. Millions of people are profiting from the system, and American taxpayers are having to pick up the bill on two ends of the system. Number one, we are paying for in like food stamp benefits. We are giving the green light to people to who are in a nutrition critical situation. They're applying for SNAP benefits because they say we don't have enough money to feed our family. And we are green lighting them to make horrible food purchases. That's one end of the spectrum. So that we have kids that are suffering from some pretty significant things. And on the other end of it, we're going to pick up the bill to pay for the health care from all those bad choices. So 70% now of calories that Americans are consuming are coming from ultra-processed, nutrient-depleted products that are already known right now to cause damage to our bodies and our brain, our neurological systems. So what is the healthcare system doing about it? Absolutely nothing. They're offering us Band-Aid fixes, because that's what apparently we're telling them that we want. Whew, that's pretty heady. And not one time did I say the word COVID in any of that.
So true.
This is so let's talk about COVID just ever so briefly. What were the risk factors? But think about it. We were sick with COVID before we ever had COVID, because we are sick. The nation, all of us, nationally, we are not healthy people, and we're getting sicker by the decade. So that's why COVID was such a ready prey for us, not a problem. You know, we already had all those problems. So here's a piece of good news. If it's caused by food choices, it can be cured by food choices, right? How many of those things could be fixed if we were just a little bit more savvy about what we're doing? So this week, I took the opportunity to listen to an interview with a Harvard Business School grad and a Coca-Cola insider. His name was Callie Means.
Okay.
And Callie is a whistleblower on what he calls big food. And he just turned the light on for how big food, the big food industry is operating so that we are making, we are being encouraged and marketed to make bad choices.
Yeah. And we're easily sold, by the way. We are so easily sold. It's kind of funny to watch us as a people, you know? It's like, you know, they, I love the experiments they do on people that they did a show once, and I think it was like a Dateline show where they showed that everybody has the same products in their refrigerator all through America. Like 90% of the people all bought the same products. They were marketed the same things. We eat the same things for the same meals. I mean, and the same cleaning products and everything else. And that where the heavy marketing was, there we were to purchase. It's kind of amazing.
Well, we're suggestible in another way, too. You know, kind of, we've talked a little bit about this before, but biologically, we're kind of pre-programmed to want to eat sugar.
Right.
And so it doesn't take a whole lot of marketing to sell us on, oh, tastes good, must be good for me. You know, that's and that's just really ridiculous. One of the things that I think is really, really interesting about all of this is that Callie Means is talking a lot about metabolic disorders, and it points toward mitochondrial dysfunction.
Right.
He says as much. And you and I have talked about mitochondrial dysfunction related to mental health issues. The Harvard doctor that wrote a whole book about fixing your diet, you can help your mitochondrial dysfunction, which will cure, it gets to the root cause of mental health disorders. You've talked to the man that wrote the book about copper, which is also a metabolic mitochondrial problem. And here's the third voice saying, hey, pay attention. We're a country beset with metabolic disorders, which at the bottom, at the root level, are about mitochondrial problems.
And we didn't have those, by the way, before the vaccine program. We didn't have it like we do now. Many, many things cropped up in 1955, very, very pivotal year for America's health. A lot of things came our way. A lot more inflammation, a lot more chronic fatigue, a lot more of everything that we didn't have before in droves. So strange that we can't put the pieces together.
I think I have a greater appreciation for how hardy people are that we have been able to withstand for so long.
They've been trying to kill us off for a long time.
They've been trying to kill us for a really long time.
That's so true.
And the fact that we're still walking around, we're still doing it.
It's like an amazing thing.
I was just talking to my husband about this. I'm like, okay, they spray us with chemtrails.
Yeah.
They inject us with every kind of weirdness.
Right.
Our doctors push pills in our face.
Yeah.
They feed us a diet that's horrible.
Right.
You know, what part of our physical, bodily, financial, emotional being is not under assault right now?
Right.
I can't name one area, that which is why we all feel so anxious and weird about everything.
Yeah.
Because we know, our bodies know that this is not healthy.
Yep.
Well, anyway, the first big truth that Callie Means lays out there is he says, okay, we have trusted people who control billions of dollars in the food industry to make decisions for all of us, and we should stop doing that. They do not, he said, and think about how many different industries we've talked about with this issue too. They don't care about our health.
Right.
What does Coca-Cola care about? Coca-Cola cares about selling Coca-Cola. They don't care what Coca-Cola does to your body.
Right.
They don't.
Right. It can also get out, also doubles as getting out oil stains out of your driveway.
And and my father-in-law used to use it to freeze frozen bearings in tractors. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so great on the inside. Yummy.
Yeah, it's,
and I like Coke. I mean, I'm a person that drinks a Coke. I love Coke. But man, is it a grotesque thing to put in our bodies. But man, we're sold it left and right. And that industry is huge. We're going to go to a break real quick. But the industry is so big. And It's there for a reason. Oh, my gosh. The stuff we swill into our bodies. Be right back. More with Melissa, so don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a three-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a four-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.
Z-Stack was a gift from God. Since with God's grace, I was the originator of the protocol, both the hydroxychloroquine protocol and the Z-Stack approach, that they felt that they were getting an authentic, undiluted version of a treatment that's endorsed by me. And so it's become a real successful approach in mitigating the severity of illness, viral illness, is that it's a nutritional supplement, which it is, and that it is an immune booster. Now, what I could say is that it contains quercetin and vitamin C, which according to the NIH peer-reviewed papers is an effective zinc delivery system. And according to peer-reviewed papers also on the NIH, zinc inhibits the enzyme that is associated with RNA viral replication. And according to peer-reviewed papers, vitamin D3 in high normal levels between 50 and 70 essentially eliminates intensive care unit admissions. It's an extremely powerful immune booster or optimizing your immune system. It's a general health treatment. It would make sense to have your immune system as optimal and primed before you get sick. And then if you, God forbid, you do get sick, you use zinc and a zinc delivery system to inhibit viral replication and outcomes are much more favorable. It's a general health treatment. It would make sense to have your immune system as optimal and primed before you get sick.
Go to katedalyradio.com, scroll to the bottom of the homepage, and click on the Zelenko ad. And you'll be helping Truth and Radio at the same time you're ordering wonderful products for yourself from Dr. Zelenko. Try the new Z Flu, the brand new product that just came out that it can help you feel a little better when you have the flu and also help prevent the flu. You're going to love this product. It's called Z Flu. Look for it on Zelenko's page when you link over from my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Thanks so much.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Grow apple trees. To teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony. I like to buy the world a poke and keep it company.
How could you resist a Coke after that commercial? Come on, I'd like to buy the world a Coke. World harmony and peace all bottled up with a bunch of chemicals and caffeine. Woo! Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I also want to say, too, please get over to Balance of Nature and get healthy. Please, especially after listening to that darned Coke commercial. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com, 31 fruits and vegetables a day. You can't beat it. I love this product. I take it as my multivitamin. And let me tell you, when you're taking in 31 fruits and vegetables that have no chemicals on them, they grow them themselves, they take out the air and water and leave you all the phytonutrients. The system of getting to those phytonutrients was developed in the mid-90s. It was amazing, and it was inventive, and this product has it. And when I looked at all the products, I was blown away by Balance of Nature. I knew I had to take a food supplement because I knew our food supply was garbage. And I knew that I had to up the nutrients in my life. This was the only way to do it. Get over to balanceofnature.com, pull the trigger and get it done and get healthy. We don't have time for you to be sick. So please get healthy. Please, I'm begging you at this point. Go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, get 35% off and free shipping. I really believe in this product because I take this product, okay? Oh, you're going to feel so much better when you do too. I play the Coke commercial because we've been so marketed to and so told what to enjoy and what looks good and what tastes good. I mean, it is crazy, Melissa. Melissa Smith joins me from Indiana every Wednesday.
Well, that's just the soft side of marketing. Yeah. That's the happy side.
Right, right.
That's the direct to us as consumers.
Yeah.
And we're probably a lot more savvy about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're aware that we're being marketed to when we see the commercials. And the real marketing, the hardcore marketing that some of these big businesses are doing is what happens behind the scenes, which I thought was really fascinating. So let's kind of dig in here and talk about how the system works. This
okay.
is part of their marketing plan, but this is not the public face. This is what operates. This is what's running in the background. And then mm-hmm. they put a happy face on it and
right.
they get us all. They
right.
snatch us all. So the way Callie Means talks about it is he talks about it with SNAP benefits, which is food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Should the government, should all of us as taxpayers be mm-hmm. allowing people who are the poorest, the most in need of good nutrition and access to good nutrition, should we allow them to be buying sugared soft drinks?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what Callie says about it. The SNAP program is a $115 billion business. And 10% of that is spent, 10% of SNAP benefits are spent buying Coke, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
10%. So think about what portion of Coke and Pepsi's revenues are being generated that way.
Right.
And Callie says, I'm not objecting to Coke's right to exist or Pepsi's right to exist. I'm saying, it should taxpayers be funding people? Should we be funding the mm-hmm. soft drink industry?
Right.
He says, you know, it's a rigged system. They, like I pointed out earlier, their job, Coke and Pepsi, their job is to keep revenues coming in, and they don't want to lose
mm-hmm.
that sizable chunk of cash.
Right.
So how do they do it? It's very interesting. The first thing he talks about is radicalize the discussion. And you wouldn't think this is very savvy and very nefarious, I think. So what they do is he said his first job with Coca-Cola was to make a list of civil rights organizations
mm-hmm.
and to make a list of African-American pastors and movers and shakers in mm-hmm. the community, as well as Hispanic people, because they know the soft drink industry, they know who is number one using those benefits. And number two, that's not to say that it's only blacks and Hispanics using SNAP benefits, but who is the civil rights organization for whites? There mm-hmm. isn't one. So if we can flip those two groups, we take everybody, right?
Right.
You reach critical mass. So he says, here's the way they approach. He said his job was to make a list of all these people. And then they contacted them and they said, hey, you know your community. And we just want to let you know that we know that your community really loves soft drinks.
Right.
But you know what? There's evil people in Congress who are trying to take that right away from your people. How dare they? Those racists.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't think. He says the newest incarnation of that, they are contacting now the body inclusivity people who, how dare you fat shame anybody? So if you're a parent and you're working to say, hey, let's take vending machines out of schools because they're not great for kids. Then the body inclusivity people are like, are you calling our children fat? How dare you? You know, wait.
Right.
So who wants to be branded with the label of a fat shamer and a racist?
Me. No, I'm just kidding. I love it. Who doesn't?
Well, that's a very different kind of marketing.
Right.
And he says what happens is it causes all kinds of people. And oh, by the way, this whole like we want to help you with your crusade here to keep choice in your community also comes with a very hefty check for whatever their cause happens to be. If you're a TikToker, maybe it just comes as a check to you.
Right.
If you're in a civil rights organization, maybe it comes with a hefty payment to your organization because that's not a conflict of interest at all. Right.
Right. Right.
So that's step one. And doctors don't want to be called racist, and congressmen don't want to be called racist fat shamers either. You know, we're all super sensitive to the names that people lay on them. So the first thing, radicalize the discussion. Then the second prong in this marketing thing is to taint the research that's going on. A huge portion of all of the research, in fact, he says all of the research going on food and nutrition is being funded by big food big food corporations.
Sure.
So this is also kind of an interesting spin that they do. It's to the research being done isn't necessarily to determine what the truth is about sugary drinks. It's just to make sure that there's enough research that is confusing the issue that they have a place to they can chum the water with that, if you will.
Right.
We can go to a congressman and say, well, you know, the research isn't entirely totally bona fide because, look, we have three other researchers who said this about it. And if you want to know. There's some evidence right in front of our face that if we actually sat and thought about it, we would know. So there was a big Tufts research project, and they concluded that Cocoa Puffs and Lucky Charms were more nutritious for children than an egg for breakfast.
Yeah. I can't believe the new guidelines. I just can't believe they can get away with saying that.
So you know in your gut that it's wrong. But you don't know why it's wrong. And the reason why it's wrong is because all of the research that led the FDA doesn't make these decisions. They put a panel together of the researchers who have been paid by the same corporations. They put those guys together to say, okay, let's make the recommendations to the FDA, and the FDA adopts it. So if we control the research dollars, we can control the outcome at the other end. That's kind of nasty. And it's not just academics that they control. It's also the next tier is to control like the American Academy of Pediatrics or the American Diabetes Association. We can send them a hefty check. And you know what? They won't speak out about it either.
Right.
They'll just sit quietly and, well, you know, who are we to dispute what the FDA says?
Right.
He says it's so bad. The American Diabetes Association did not condemn sugary drinks for diabetics. Instead, they said, well, maybe it would be okay if you drink the little cans.
Little cans.
You know, those little cans.
And the thing is why is government even really commenting on it in the first place? I mean, people can make choices, but we are heavily marketed to. But I think people should realize that. You know what I mean? It's just so funny that they come out because that's the stuff they do. Instead, you know, if they're going to say something, they say, well, this is okay or that's okay. It's so bizarre how they do it.
Well, in defense of what Callie says in his kind of whistleblower interview here,
right?
He says, you know, most people, we don't, he says, especially if you're talking about the group of parents who are taking SNAP benefits,
right?
They're probably not, they probably don't have a big clinical background in nutrition and health.
Right.
They're probably not as well-versed. And so they're just looking for guidance. They just want guidance.
Right.
And if the FDA says it's okay for my kid to eat Lucky Charms,
people
ding,
believe
ding,
the
ding,
FDA.
You know,
yep.
I'm good.
I know it. They put a lot of stock in that FDA. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. You're on with Melissa. Go right ahead.
Melissa, your comment that you need to pay attention to who's funding the research, these applies to everything in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you do any research into high fructose corn syrup, every study that's ever been done says ounce for ounce, high fructose corn syrup doesn't provide any more calories than sugar does. So it must be good. And nobody ever says your body knows when you're done with sugar, but it doesn't know when you're done with high fructose corn syrup. So you drink five times as much.
Amen. I love your comment. Thank you for that. Melissa, thank you.
Well, keep in mind, the purpose of food companies is to get you to buy more of their product.
Right.
If it is addicting, so much the better.
Yeah, of course.
We should we classify high fructose corn syrup as an addictive substance? Is it a drug? You could make a case for that.
Yeah, you could. You absolutely
the,
could.
The dopamine hit that you get from overconsumption of sugar and sugary and sugar-like products is the same, they find, as cocaine and heroin. Now, and I thought this was another interesting comment that Callie makes. He said, you know, it's really interesting. The FDA does not say, you know, how much beer is okay to drink or how much liquor is okay to drink. They don't put it in their recommendations because they don't recommend anybody to do that.
Right.
But he says they do have guidelines on how much sugar. And he says there's just this huge amount. He said, if you really consider, really, is it really okay for a 2-year-old to be consuming that much sugar? And he said, no. And we're seeing the outcome of that with children in elementary school that have pre-diabetes, which used to be called adult onset diabetes.
And they're eating school breakfast and school lunch, and it's like eating a happy meal for every meal. Can you imagine?
And so school breakfast and school lunch programs have absolutely no guidelines as to how much sugar is enough.
We'll be right back. More with Melissa. Don't go anywhere. It's getting good. Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar.
Sugar.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. And it was on Alex Jones earlier. You can catch that episode. I talked a lot about a lot of fakery going on and went into some detail. So you might want to check it out. And that was the whole fourth hour of Alex Jones's show. And I do that right before I come live on this show. We do take your calls, 888-673-1450. And also, I just wanted to mention... well, MyPillow.com, of course. Go to MyPillow.com and get their fantastic products, because what a fantastic way that is to celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day. And you are getting them not only the best products, but you're getting them something they're going to absolutely love every single day. The towels, the sheets, and those down comforters right now. The down comforters are on... clearance right now, and you can get them for a fantastic price. You're going to want to do that for sure. Those down comforters are the best I've ever had. And so go to MyPillow.com and put in the code Kate and reap the benefits. right now, reap those benefits of getting the slippers, everything at cost. And it's such an amazing deal. And for Mother's Day and Father's Day, you just can't go wrong. And I would suggest doing it now before they run out, because once they're gone, they're gone. And wow, fantastic products. Just put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. They have a 10-year warranty on all their products. That's how amazing they are. Also, go buy the FIQ copper and magnesium and get your copper back up, because the copper is the master mineral of your body, and too much iron is hurting us. Make sure that you have enough copper in your system by taking copper every day. You need to take it every day as a supplement, all right? And FIQ products are the best that I've seen in delivery system, and your body's absorption. All right, Melissa, where do we go from here? Oops, sorry, hold on just a second. You know what I have going on? I have music playing and I can't get rid of it. Hold on just a second. One second. All right. There we go, Melissa.
There. Oh, that's much
sorry.
Better. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. So one last comment about the marketing plan is that the same marketing companies, the same groups that handled big tobacco are the same ones that are now handling pharma and big food. So it's the same playbook as well.
Right.
Just keep that in mind. You know, how did they get the whole nation to be addicted to smoking?
Right.
They're doing the same thing. And let's pivot over a little bit and talk a little bit about pharma. The number one and number two lobbying groups in the nation, as far as dollars spent on lobbying, is pharma, followed by food. And by food, I'm not talking about agriculture. I'm talking about food like Kraft and Coke and, you know, big processed food makers. So when we talk about pharmaceuticals, they are a part of the healthcare industry. And you might ask yourself, we know just by looking at all those statistics that we talked about at the top of the hour, Americans are getting sicker. We're not getting better.
Right.
We're getting sicker than we used to be. Who should take responsibility for that? Well, you would think that our healthcare system would have a role to play in helping people find health and wellness.
Right.
But they don't. They do not, because they have also been bought and sold in the same way by pharmaceutical companies. Pharmaceutical companies run the drug trials. Pharmaceutical companies run the medical industry. And so nobody is taking responsibility for everybody being sick.
Right.
And for that reason, we go to our doctor looking for health, and what we're getting is treatment for illness. It's not health care. We've heard people say this before. It's sick care.
Death care.
They wait until we're sick.
Right. Right.
So we're not intervening with children to teach them healthy food habits when they're young. We wait till they have diabetes and then we give them the treatment for that, because they will be a customer now of pharma for life. When in reality, there are lots of things that are fixable through lifestyle change, through better exercise, better food choice, better, you know, all of this. But nobody's talking about that.
Yeah.
Doctors, you know, the lower down the food chain you get, the better your chances. But doctors are also afraid. What doctor is willing to risk their license and their practice to buck what you know, the American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending?
Right.
That gets a medical board on your back. And it only takes a couple of complaints to risk your license over it. Medical schools are the same as the academics in the food stuff. That the medical schools are bought and paid for by Big Pharma as well. They're running the research programs, and medical schools are not teaching nutrition or health or wellness. They're teaching pharmacology.
Right.
80% of a doctor's training in a medical school today will be about pharmacology. They're teaching how to write prescriptions. And the psychology behind it is that they create this warrior mindset. Every doctor is out there. You know, doctors don't become doctors because they want to write prescriptions for their whole career. They do it because they want to help people. Well, at least we hope that good doctors are in it for that.
Right.
But then they're not given the tools to actually do that. So what are we really doing here? Mm-hmm. We have a whole system in which no one takes accountability, including us as patients, mm-hmm. us as consumers. Nobody takes responsibility. Nobody's actually working on the real problems. Mm-hmm. So
right.
What are we going
to
do?
Let's take a call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You're on with Melissa.
Yeah. Hi, Kate. Hi, Melissa. This
hi, Harold. Harold Zieger from the Freedom's Nightmare book. Go right ahead, Harold.
Yeah. The high fructose corn syrup is almost in every product. And everything what you're talking about is so true. It was a shock for me when we came over to the United States how highly processed every single food on the shelf is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just insane.
Right.
I mean, you have 50,000 different sorts of bread, and not one of those is really eatable. It's just insane.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about it. So I have a suggestion for you, Kate.
Okay.
Try to get Dr. Glidden on the phone, on the show.
Dr. who?
Dr. Glidden.
Glidden. Peter?
G-L-I-D-D-E-N.
You mean Peter?
And I will send you by email his phone number tonight.
Okay, because I did have Peter Glidden on the show.
Sorry?
I did have Peter Glidden on the show. Or is that who you're talking about?
Oh, you had him?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Naturopathic doctor?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Yeah, appreciate the suggestion. In fact, I'll take you off. I've had him on a couple times, actually. I'll have him back on, though. It's been a minute since I've had him on. So, absolutely. Thanks,
well,
Harold.
The whole problem here is mm-hmm. we have, if you think about the whole situation for our health, we have a situation where chronic metabolic syndrome and all of the different ways that manifests as poor health mm-hmm. are literally physically mm-hmm. killing us and financially bankrupting us.
Yep.
We are being the nation, you know, those welfare payments and the whole bureaucracy to mm-hmm. run all this and regulate this is costing us a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Think about how much money there is in Medicare and Medicaid to deal with diseases that could have been prevented or could be
right.
remediated through better choices.
Yeah.
So I guess before we kind of run out of steam here, and I think this is kind of an important thing, what can we do that's positive? How mm-hmm. can we, because nobody else is going to take responsibility for it. So where does the responsibility actually lie? It mm-hmm. lies with me.
Right.
It lies with me as a consumer, as a just a human being on the planet. What can I do to take care of myself? And that's a really critically important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So here's some things that you can do.
Okay.
The first thing is understand that 100 years ago, people weren't eating as much sugar. But right now, we have more opportunity to educate ourselves than we have ever had in the past.
Amen.
Whatever your issue may be health-wise, find out. You can. There's podcasts, there's YouTube videos, there's books, there's all kinds of resources available. And they're not Yahoo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're legitimate and sometimes alternative resources. So educate yourself on what you can do to take care of your health.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently had my own personal come to Jesus moment,
mm-hmm.
and I am doing some things that I really am not enthusiastic about, but I need to do because I know it's what I need to do to protect my own health.
Okay.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, don't spend any money on gigantic multinational corporations that are selling you poison.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't do it.
Right.
So if you can eliminate, I quit drinking soda years and years ago because it was just terrible for me. And I it's been kind of a joke around our house. When it mm-hmm. became... when the pleasure of drinking it became worse, when the outcome of it
right.
became worse than the pleasure of drinking it, I gave it up. And yeah. I don't miss it. So if you can give it up, You know, we don't have to have all those processed foods in our home.
Right.
You can have some. A few things are not going to kill you, but a steady diet of it, just, you know, embrace it.
Right.
Okay. The next one. In your own home, lead by example. Your kids watch. They know what you eat. They know what you do. So eat a proper diet. Fix your own health problems. Educate yourself and help your children to do the same.
Amen.
It's kind of interesting for me. I work for a doctor. I watch a child of a doctor. And it's very interesting to watch how they eat. And it's very different. She's part of a food co-op. They eat fresh, whole foods all the time.
Right.
He doesn't eat school lunches very often. He packs his own lunch. And he's very self-regulating with sugar. It's very interesting. He's only 11 years old and very self-regulating. He doesn't, like, crave it. Interesting.
We do learn to love it and drink it and everything else. So it's kind of interesting.
Okay, the next one I think is really, really critically important. Number one, well, understand that your doctor may not be your enemy. It's okay to question your doctor when you go to the doctor.
Okay.
And you can ask, for example, if they're quick to write you a statin medication, ask to see the research.
Right.
You don't have to be rude about it, but just say, you know, before I commit myself to a drug that maybe I'm a little uncertain about, tell me what research studies I can go and take a look at before I do that. Is there? And the other question to ask your doctor, like, doctors legitimately may be afraid for their licenses if they go off the reservation too far. So let them tell you whatever it is that they feel they legally or to protect themselves need to tell you. But on your way, ask them, is there anything, are there any alternative treatments? Is there anything else that I could do for myself?
Right. Or go see a naturopath.
That you are aware of.
I'd go see a naturopath. I think honestly, the medical cabal only has one answer, and that's a script and a pad, and they tell you that the answer's got to be pharma. I don't ever see them talking about health.
Well, the interesting thing is, if you go to a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant, you may find more flexibility.
Yeah.
They're not quite as bought and sold as the doctors are. I've had two experiences with doctors recently. One of them was a doctor who insisted that I needed to get a vaccine. I'm over 55, and he told me I needed absolutely to get the shingles vaccine. And I said, well, that's fascinating. I've never had chicken pox.
Right.
So I can't get shingles if I don't have it in my system. And I said, why are you actually recommending me to take a vaccine for an illness that I can't get? And he said, because you're over 55.
That's his reason.
That was his reason. And I said, well, respectfully, I'm not going to do it.
Because you're over 55. Come on, right? Gosh, what nonsense. But that's the nonsense you get from the medical cabal. So this is why I don't trust them. Welcome
back. Take your own health back.
Yeah, take your health back. This is the year. This is the time to do it. We should have learned loads over the last 3 years. Thank you so much, Melissa. See you next week. And appreciate you. And on to Susan. So don't go anywhere. And of course, Susan joins me up next. So stay with us on The Kate Daly Show.